Casting live from Lenovo Studio, it's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. Tell us about your unique, wacky, different pet name that you have. I saw this headline today, and I'm like, this is great. 919-860-1015. Today is National Pet Day, and in honor of it, a nationwide pet insurance brand is, or I'm sorry, rather, the nationwide pet insurance brand is having a Wackiest Pet Names in America contest. And you guys love puns more than anybody that I know, so Sarah in particular, I think you will love some of the fantastic names that I saw today.
Color me excited.
National Pet Day. Some of the cat nominees are Itty Bitty Kitty Committee. We have Meownays. So that's a couple of the top cat nominees. But the dog ones are really where the party is at when it comes to unique pet names. And like
All right,
I said,
let's start the party.
If you have one, please call in with your unique pet name. 919-860-115. We have Lord Waddles. Yeah. Okay, not too bad. Lulu the Conqueror. And now it gets good. We got Chug Chug Pickles.
It sounds like a kid gave that name to the
Here
dog.
Here you go. Wait, one more time. Lil Richard Simmons Sweating to the Oldies. That is
That's
dog
a long
name.
One.
Up for dog name of the year and my favorite. Just go ahead and give this dog the championship. A dog whose owner named him Boots with the Fur.
That's awesome.
I love this genius contest.
My friend Sydney, she was an architect. And she had a cat, and I don't know if you guys know what this word means. It might be a Southern word, but her cat's name was Cattywampus.
I only know that word because Lucas said it for like a year straight.
It means that something's off kilter.
Okay.
Like if you go into a house and the floors are all crooked, you're like, oh, these floors are Cattywampus. And so she had a cat as an architect called Cattywampus.
Love it.
I like it. So in honor of National Pet Day, I feel like we had a similar conversation not too long ago. But if you have a very unique pet name that could rival or compete with Steph Purry instead of Steph Curry.
Oh, that's good.
Or Itty Bitty Kitty Committee.
That
or
is funny.
Boots with the Fur. We'd love for you to call in right now. 919-860-1015. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. All right, with that, we got Tracy with us right now. Tracy, welcome to Kyle, Brian, and Sarah. What is that unique pet name that you have in your life right now?
Well, I have a Chihuahua, and he's 17. And when we got him, he had just been born, and he was very, very shaky. You know, he just shook a lot. And it's like he was real nervous all the time.
Uh-huh. Yes, so, I got it. Shaky Breaky Heart. That's the name.
No. I take Paxil, antidepressant. So we named him Paxil.
Oh.
Cute.
Because he was so worried all the time.
Oh, buddy.
It's actually a cute name.
I know. Any name with an origin story.
Yeah.
Is really all that matters.
Paxil. And my next cat's going to be called Lexapro.
Yep.
Lexapro.
I like that you named your pet after a prescription drug that had a personal meaning to you. I like
Bravo.
It. Hey, thank you for calling in. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Take care. Bye, Tracy.
You know it's only a matter of time before somebody names their dog or cat Ozempic, right? And then they get mad at the pet, and they're like, Ozempic.
They're like, why aren't you eating?
Why aren't you eating? You know this is going to happen sooner than later, right?
There could be a crew of them called the Ozempets.
Oh,
yes. Yep. Yep. That's a good idea.
There's so many possibilities.
I know. So many puns with so many possibilities. All right.